This has got to be the weirdest way to distribute yellow tickets.
I don't know.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You vote.
All right, Matt, we're ready. Go.
Good morning. This is the Neuralo meeting. It is.
大家早上好，今天是4月9号，星期二，这是北美一般用户的组织会议。大家好，北美一般用户会议，请你在发言之前先说您的名字，请你对着麦克风讲话，所以请你慢慢讲，所以后面的口译可以翻译。你好，请你欢迎你们来到我们北京的北美一般会员会用户会议，这是我们的议程。我们要来审议今天我们的目的是什么，就是比如说外展跟这个招雇人员。我们要讲到的是我们要提议一些战略，并且我们要复习。
Now, before I get started into the agenda, I have to be a stern parent. If we have a meeting at 7:30 and it's halfway across the world and this is our only opportunity to meet, we should all be present, especially if somebody is an officer or and you're being funded to come to this venue and you're a Neuralo member and the Neuralo meeting is at 7:30, you should be here at 7:30.There's no excuses for folks not getting a taxi from a distant hotel in Toronto. You're on site. Let's try and be here. So with that said, we're taking a look at our active and non-active ALSs. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I don't have my secretary, so I didn't think of that. We'll do a roll call of who's here.And I'm going to start with Evan, to my right.
Evan Leibovich from the Canadian Association for Open Source.
Matt Ashjani, ICANN staff.
Louis Hull, ISAC Quebec chapter.
Garth Bruin, NewJohn, and Neuralo chair.
Eduardo Diaz, ISAC Puerto Rico.
Annalisa Roger from San Francisco Bay Area Internet Society chapter.
Glenn McKnight, Foundation for Building Sustainable Communities.
Carlton Samuels, I'm just visiting.
Oh, now I'm awake. That morning, Devon Antilexing also visiting Lakralu.
Well, thank you very much for being here, folks.Do we have Murray? Is Murray online? You heard who? And Gordon? Maybe we have Murray, Gordon, and Jolly? I don't know.
Yes, right here.
Oh, great. Sorry to keep you waiting. Fantastic. Oh, and who else? We have the SPA interpreters. Wang. Yeah. SPA interpreters.Okay. Anyway. All right. So why are we here? We want to increase our membership, and we want to increase our participation as well. This is extremely important to us. If anything that we can see from last night's showcase of AP Rallo, it's that there are some regions which really, really have a big membership.And really have a lot of diverse participation. And we would like to see that happen in North America as well. We certainly value our current membership and treasure everybody's participation. We have an unfortunate situation, though, where we have two at least, ALSs which are no longer functioning or participating or just simply don't exist.And we need to be able to purge people from the roles. We're not interested in purging people for no good reason. We want to purge people when they're just a ghost entity, when they're really not part of the community anymore. So we have a de-accreditation process that is part of our bylaws, as I understand. And we're going to begin, starting right here, to execute that de-accreditation process for two ALSs. And we're going to do this with full disclosure and full transparency. So we're only talking about it at this point, and we want to make sure it's on the record and brought to everybody's attention. And actually, AP Rallo has a similar situation, and Holly approached me last night, and she's interested in how our procedure works, because they're going to need to add that to their bylaws as well to be able to run that process. We have a disconnect between, what I perceive as a disconnect between what is the perceived purpose of at-large and what is the actual function. Now, what is professed is that at-large is intended to be the voice of the individual internet user. But what we generally have in at-large is a situation where it is an ALS, an at-large structure. It's ultimately a group representation. And this is not true in every region, but it's true in our region. We allow individual membership of ALSs in Naralo. And does anybody know off the top of their head what other regions do also allow individual membership? Evan?
Thanks, Garth. This is Evan. As far as I understand, all of the other regions have at least looked at the idea. I believe it was actually an outcome of the last ALAC review that took place, that it was an official recommendation that each region enable this. It's my understanding, for instance, in Uralo, while Uralo is considering a role for individual members, Uralo also has an executive committee made of individuals that aren't necessarily coming from ALSs. So Uralo, while it doesn't have the same kind of mechanism that we do, actually has some individual members if they comprise the executive of Uralo. Lacrallo, Dev shaking his head.
Dev Antilak Singh from Lacrallo. No, we do not have any provision for individual members. At the time when the issue was brought up, it was felt that, well, what was the reasoning? That they did not want to have individual members somehow usurping a full ALS, which has lots of members, and therefore giving that potential one individual, the same voting rights, the same weight.
Okay.
And of course, that comes back to our voting, which has weighted voting per country, which also complicates matters.
Okay. Sorry, Dave, this is Evan. Has Lacrallo considered the same kind of scenario as Naralo, whereas all the individual members collectively have the same authority as a single ALS, which you would think would not usurp that, in that the individual members amongst themselves are members of, a virtual ALS that has the same voting authority as one ALS? Did that not address that particular concern?
Yes, we talked about
that. Carlton Samuels?
Oh, sorry. This is Carlton Samuels, for the record. We did have a long discussion about that. What they couldn't wrap their minds around was the issue of if they were in the same country, then that would be more problematic than if they were in different countries. By that I mean because we have weighted country voting. If you had multiple individual members linked into one virtual ALS, then, and they're from different countries, then you run the risk of how you apportion that vote across countries. If they were in one country, again, there would be another issue that that country might have an advantage in having an extra vote.
And the last thing, the last word on this is just to remind that although the method of doing this is optional and up to the regions, it was an explicit request from the ALAC review. So sooner or later, when the next ALAC review comes up, somebody's going to ask the question of why this hasn't been done all this time after the first report. We are the only region not to have to deal with that.
Okay. This is Garth Bruin. So as the only region that, you know, has this kind of capability, we should be using it, and we should be using it to more effect. And I spoke to Alan Greenberg at length about this last night to get his views on the subject, and he's ready to have a recruitment effort for individual members. He could not, he has a conflict this morning, but he is our, I guess, if you could imagine the individual members as being an ALS, he is their representative. So he is the one who gets to vote, or he is the one that collects their interest in order to give a vote. So this is going to be part of our recruitment effort going forward, is targeting people who are interested in internet policy, want to be involved in ICANN, and who are not members of an existing structure. Now, what we would like to try and do is, if possible, get them involved in an existing structure. You know, if there's an ISOC chapter or another organization in their area, point them in that direction. Because it's good for them to talk to other people in their area, in their local communities, who are involved in this. And barring that, individual membership, because we need to have them. And we may find this, especially as we reach out to individuals in North America who are in remote locations. And in North America, there are many remote locations. So moving on. Our process. We have been discussing quite a bit about developing the web presence. And we have started a project, a monthly project, of introducing or reintroducing our ALSs in an ALS spotlight. And our ALSs have been kind enough to supply videos and documents and information to be presented at our monthly calls, so we can all have an appreciation of where everybody comes from and the kind of projects people are involved in. And last month, I believe we had Darlene. Before that, we had Dana from Nova Scotia. And we had Tom, who's one of our newest ALSs from New York, the month before that. And I'm going to be looking for a volunteer for the May phone call. Now, I talked to Glenn, and Glenn is interested in doing the June call. He's going to be a little busy for May. So if there's anybody here who is interested in doing the May call, I'd love to hear from you. And what we would like to do with these videos and this information going forward is make this our front page presence. Rather than have people come to neuralo.org or the wiki page and just see a bunch of text, they should see people, because that's what this is all about. And they should be able to very easily interact through these videos and see what kind of work we're doing, instead of just a bunch of text, which is, because of the volume of text, is very small and can make people very blurry. In terms of how we're going to target new ALSs and new members, we have been talking about in our outreach and recruitment subcommittee, Neuralo subcommittee, an X and a Y axis. And on one axis, we have geography, and on the other axis, we have the type of community, the type of involvement. And then what you have when we have a two axis with these two different categories, you have a table. And if anybody has ever seen or played bingo, you have this grid, and the goal of bingo is to fill in each square as the number is called. Don't ever yell bingo in a room full of old ladies, because they'll beat you over the head. But what we would like to do is fill out that bingo card as much as possible by targeting on these two axes. And what we have done is we've created a list of all the Canadian provinces, of all the U.S. states, and all of the U.S. Holdings in the Pacific. And we have also made a second list of different types of communities that would be interested in internet policy and would benefit from directly participating in the creation of internet policy. And while we were in Toronto, I gave the Narala membership a homework assignment to each come up with 10 organizations within their own community who would be good candidates. And it was actually, in the folks who participated in this found it was actually very, very easy to find internet user communities, user groups within their own community who should be spoken to, who would benefit. Where I live in Boston, there were a large number of groups who could be excellent candidates for membership. And these are existing structures that have been discussing network policy for many years. Some of these groups existed long before ICANN, existed long before there was a global internet. So these are not flighty groups. These are serious people, and many of these people have meetings on a regular basis. So I'm going to start reaching out to them and approaching them. And I saw many similar organizations listed from other regions who would be excellent candidates too. One of the areas that we are completely lacking in is recruitment within the disabled community. I mean, one of the things that always has occurred to me is that I don't see anybody in an ICANN meeting in a wheelchair. And I was wondering, as I go from meeting to meeting, how hard or how easy would it be for somebody in a wheelchair to be able to get to and from all of these meetings, to be able to get from one meeting that takes place until 7:30 to another meeting that starts at 7:30. Evan, please.
Thanks, Garth. I would only caution about that is considering the fact that ICANN flings itself around the world. Not every country has the equivalent of the American ADA, and as such, accessibility might be quite a bit more problematic in some locations than others. So while in the developed world there's a lot of laws in place to try and enforce that kind of accessibility, there's certainly places that ICANN goes to, possibly present company included, where that kind of access would not be quite as easy as in others. So I would just watch about that.
Thank you, Evan. This is Garth. I know even I have fallen down stone stairs in Europe trying to get somewhere. This is definitely something that we need to be aware of, and we need to test, and we need to figure out the best way to do it as we reach out to these communities. And another thought that always comes up in my head is, how do blind people use the internet? Because everything that we do is visual. Of course, there is a growing tendency towards voice. But as I looked at the situation, what I found is that there is actually a rich and diverse adaptability within the blind community for accessing the internet, and we need to hear from these people. We need to have them here at a meeting. So these are the kinds of groups, in addition to just general user groups, that we want to reach out to and we want to bring to the table. So if we think first, who is in my community? Who can fill in these empty squares, these empty states, empty provinces? And then we think, what are the types of communities that need to be at the table? Who is missing from this room? And then we can fill in that bingo card, and we can really influence the policy in a positive way with those kinds of numbers. And I see that Jolly has had his hand up for a long time. I apologize. Please, Jolly on the remote.
Okay, well, I actually put my hand up on a... hold on, I've got an echo. I'm going to have to turn down my audio this end so I can't hear myself. About the about video, and one is, you do need something from me, I could pull something out for iTalk NY. I produce a TV show for iTalk NY every month, so every 2 weeks, so we have a wealth of material. I was mentioning that Glenn did, have a grant and made a Neuralo video, and perhaps with a little bit of updating, that could work for the site. You know, it starts off with some Bo kind of sign, so I'm wondering if we could sort of just knock out Bo and maybe do a new introduction from Garth or something, that maybe you could shoot down there in Beijing, Glenn, and maybe update that for my comment.
I'm sorry, Jolly, were you volunteering to do the May ALS spotlight?
Yes.
Great. And then Glenn heard his name, but he did not quite understand what you were referencing.
I'm saying that Glenn made a video. We had a $1,000 grant from or budget, and made a Neuralo video last year, about a year ago. Is a sort of general introduction to Neuralo, so I'm wondering if that can be purposed for the website.
Yeah, this is Garth. We definitely have content. I mean, and Glenn and I have discussed this. There's a lot of content. Please, Glenn.
Yeah, there's a lot more than just that
specific
video. Just one
specifically
second.
One video that was budgeted, that was paid for by ICANN, that surely we could make further use of that.
Hi, this is Matt from staff. Just a quick reminder to please say your name before speaking.
Hey, this is Jolly.
Go ahead. Quickly, and then Glenn.
Well, I said my bit. Glenn, what do you think about that?
Yeah, there is the promotional recruitment video, but there's a lot more. A number of the people in this room were personally interviewed with little tidbits of information about the history of Neuralo.
That was Glenn McKnight.
Sorry?
That was Glenn McKnight.
Yes,
speaking.
Sorry. It's Glenn McKnight for the record. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot more.
Jolly again. So, Glenn, are you saying that the video that we spent all that time making is now out of date and now has to be replaced by a new one?
This is Garth. Is it obsolete, the content?
No.
He's saying no. Now, I see that Murray has his hand up. Murray is on the remote. Murray, please. Murray no longer has his hand up. Yes, Glenn, go ahead.
Okay, my issue, Glenn McKnight for the record. If we're going to be reaching out to the accessibility committee, I just did a quick W3 check on our website or our ICANN Confluence site. There is 502 errors. So if we're going to reach out to the disabled community and embrace them, we best have our site W3 compliant.
That's an excellent point, and this is the kind of input I would hope to get from a more diverse community, people who have experienced these issues and can present them, because I would be very curious how ICANN's web presence in general would fare in that. Yes, Heidi, please.
This is Heidi for the transcript. Just 2 points. We do have a new person, Chris Gift, who is now Vice President for Online Communication. He has been addressing issues of accessibility for the disabled, so maybe we can bring him on to a Neuralo call on that. And secondly, we do have some ALSs that do focus on disabled people. There's an Armenian association that's an ALS. That's the Punic Association. So maybe we can, and they'll be here, I think, for the regional secretariat's meeting tomorrow.
That's great. This is Garth. I did notice that, and it registered in the back of my brain. I'll have to introduce myself to the folks from Armenia. Yes, Dev, please.
Thank you, Devananti Luxing speaking. As part of the technology task force, this issue of accessibility of the content of ICANN was raised at the Toronto meeting, and well, what the technology task force, which is the working group for anyone in at large to join, has been attempting to look at all of the various technology. All of the various technology that at-large uses to do its work, and from an accessibility standpoint, and to make recommendations. So I would also like to, you know, ensure that, you know, persons can also join that group and, well, assist with helping all of at large in terms of accessibility so that it's not just Neuralo. I think all regions have that this issue.
Please, Heidi.
This is Heidi again for the transcript. I'm just on the Technology Task Force is having a meeting tomorrow morning, 9:30, I believe. And Chris Gift actually will be introducing himself during that meeting. So you're all very welcome to come to that meeting and ask him those kinds of questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's this is really a meaningful dialogue. Murray has posted his question. I don't know if he had a problem connecting, but he did say here that there is a visually impaired community in Canada, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, that uses the internet. So definitely, I mean, these groups are out there. Jolly has mentioned I've recently joined the ISOC Disabled and Special Needs chapter. So these groups are out there, and just like any other, you know, group or individual who is concerned about internet policy and the direction of the internet, these people don't know about at large, and they're only going to know if we talk to them. So my next question, I guess for staff or anybody else, is do we know when the at large summit is and which region it's going to be in? Heidi?
This is Heidi. Again, that's a proposed proposal from the ALAC for a summit, so it has not yet been approved. But again, the proposal does say that request that the summit be held in June 2014, and that would be the ICANN meeting in London.
Okay. So I think that between now and then, we should set a goal of solidifying, you know, what our outreach agenda is and to really get some new members on the record. And get those new members to this meeting, in which looks like it will be the London meeting in 2012. I'm sorry, that would be we'd need the time machine for that one. All right, this is Garth. If I didn't mention that before, I often get confused what the difference is between pamphlets and brochures. What is the difference between a pamphlet and a brochure, Heidi?
A brochure is English.
But I think that there is actually because we have two different types of documents that are handed out, correct?
Okay, this is Heidi. So we have several, in fact, and they're going to get you'll have a larger selection. The global stakeholder team and communications team is working on a lot more information, particularly for the Speakers Bureau. So there are going to be a lot more documents being produced. For at large, some of the material we have are the AP or the RALO and the at large brochures. Maybe someone can just hold up one. Those are those trifold. Each RALO has one. So that's a brochure. Okay, then we also have the series of beginner's guides, and two of them are particularly for at-large. One is the beginner's guide to at-large, and the other one is the beginner's guide to ICANN, which includes all of the ACs and SOs.
This is Garth. Is that the big blue glossy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, Eduardo is holding some of them up. So I just want to make sure that I'm asking for the right thing. Some of our members have been asking for materials to be able to hand out in their local community, and I just want to make sure that they're getting the right thing. I think that mostly they're asking for those multilingual trifolds. Yes, Evan.
Thank you, Garth. I think the basic difference is one is specific to each region. The other one is a welcome to at large, and the other one is welcome to ICANN. So they all have different functions, so it's pretty easy to distinguish.
Okay. Matt, what are you trying to signal me about? Okay, Jolly has his hand up. Please, Jolly, on the remote.
When you say you have some for the Speaker Bureau, that makes one think about when might we see some of these speakers come to our local areas so that we can have them address our ALSs on topics occasionally? Is there any plans for that kind of activity, Heidi?
Hi, Julie. This is Matt Ashgiani from staff. Can you please repeat the question a little bit more slowly and clearly? I don't think your connection is that good.
This is Garth. Can we actually have you type it? Because when it's typed, Matt or somebody else can read it very easily. We are having a problem understanding you. Okay. And do we have... Is Jolly typing? Do we see something? Yeah. What's that? Yeah, please. Go ahead. Read it. Oh, okay. Oh, somebody else has their hand up? No? Oh, please, Dev.
Thank you, David Antaluxing speaking. Just to mention that, you know, regarding the Speakers Bureau and so forth, I noticed that they've been putting up a lot of content on the wiki and that anybody that's accessible to anybody in the at-large. So you can take a look at the materials already put up there. So, and that, and this can also be used for internal, you know, for internal ELS meetings and presentations and outreach and so forth.
Okay. Thank you. This is Garth. I'm just going to close off this topic in interest of time because we have to get to the board session soon. Oh yeah, please read Jolie's question, Matt. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt Ashjani for the record. Jolie asks, I heard Heidi mention the Speakers Bureau. Is there any chance of speakers coming to address our ALSs? And Heidi said, yes, there's a Speakers Bureau now.
And let me just add to that. This is Heidi. So, yes, I'm in the middle of writing more. There is a Speakers Bureau, and anyone there's a form that anyone can fill out if they would like to have someone from ICANN or a board member come to your event. And I'm going to put the link into the AC chat.
Thank you very much. So moving on. In terms of discussing our resources, we have three resources we're looking at. One is people, one is budget, one is metrics. There's issues with some of them. What we have been able to do is round up some good people. And we have on our subcommittee right now, we have myself, Murray, Glenn, Evan, Eduardo, and Louis. And I think to a certain extent we will have Alan too in terms of developing a strategy for individual internet users. One discussion item that has come up in the last few days is the need to appoint a webmaster or a web development group. I discussed this with Jolly and Glenn before coming to the meeting, and our web presence is very, very important, and it's extremely complicated. We need to work with staff, and I actually need to schedule some time with Matt to sit down and discuss our needs. So I'll talk to you after the meeting, and we can figure out a time to sit down and talk about that. One request that came from Cheryl, who was the chair of the outreach group, is she's looking for more members from Neuralo to join that working group. We already have Eduardo and Murray, so I am going to volunteer. She said she wanted four more people from Neuralo. Can I count on anybody else to become a member of the outreach working group, the larger outreach working group? Like I said, Eduardo's already a member. Yes. Please, Annalisa, microphone.
This is Annalisa. What's the meeting schedule for this working group?
I don't know. So I just volunteered for something that I know. I don't know. So I'll find out, and I'll let you know. But I'm putting you down on the volunteer list anyway. So you shouldn't have spoken. Okay. No, I understand. I understand. Okay. In terms of budget, we had a little kerfuffle with the budget process. This is something that I am new to, and I didn't know the details. Murray and Glenn were the birds in the cage, and I guess they had some difficulty with the actual form, with the actual process. And I believe as it was reviewed, there are some issues with the application itself in terms of the way that Murray filled it out. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Murray. This is just the feedback that I got. But we want to make sure that it is correct or corrected, and we'll be able to push that forward, and we can learn from whatever mistakes there are, and we can have recommendations for the process itself. In terms of outside, don't walk away, Evan. In terms of outside conference budgets, I know that Evan submitted one a while ago, and it's being resubmitted. Do we have any update on the status of that?
Sorry, this is Evan. I don't know the status of that outside of the fact that essentially the same proposal was admitted. A quick recap of it is that for the last couple of years running, Naralo, usually in concert with Uralo, have proposed to have an at-large presence at the three major global consumer trade shows for electronics, that being CES in Las Vegas, CeBIT in Hanover, Germany, and Computex in Taipei.
Thank you. We also need to submit a budget request for the summit, and apparently this is due by April 19th. We're going to make sure that we get this done so we can bring our yes, please, Heidi.
This is Heidi. Are you speaking about Naralo has to make the request or the ALAC?
As I understand that, Naralo has to make that request,
no.
Or no? No?
No.
Okay,
no.
I got misinformation.
So Olivier and I have been working on that with Sebastian, and that process is underway.
Okay, I can sleep an extra hour then. Thank you. Okay, but we're going to be mindful of that, and we're going to keep an eye on it. We've also been discussing the fellowship opportunities. There are opportunities to, within North America, and we've discussed this with staff already, and we're working on the details, to bring indigenous peoples from Canada and the United States to distant ICANN meetings, and there is funding available for this. Please, Evan.
Sorry, Garth. Just unfortunately, there's a hard stop for Carlton and to Jenny and I. There's a meeting with board members going on in 5 minutes.
I apologize. I'm trying to wrap up. I realize that we're running out of time, but we are close to the end of our agenda. So I've been talking to Glenn, and Glenn has been talking to Heidi. There is a contact within ICANN who is working on this type of fellowship program, and we have many, many remote, and sometimes impoverished peoples in the United States and in Canada, indigenous peoples that could benefit from this project, and we need to reach out to them. We need to make sure it's available. In terms of metrics, we really don't have any. I just threw together this kind of chart, which is based on the two-axis bingo scheme I was talking about earlier, which can show us where regionally we have members and in which type of community we have memberships and where we're lacking. And this is the kind of thing that I want to be able to have out in front on the Naralo homepage, and this is going to be part of our agenda going forward. Now, yes, Evan, I thought you were leaving.
Yes, but I have one comment in parting, and that's that I would make a suggestion that you have a category called Linux user groups. I would perhaps expand that to be computer user groups of all kinds.
Yep.
I don't think it's only Linux people that have an interest.
This is just a sample.
Right.
This is just a sample for viewing. It was not literal. Thank you. This is our agenda going forward. I know we're running out of time, but very quickly I want to open the floor up to anybody who has any questions or issues. No? Thank you. Oh, Eduardo?
No.
Sala, please.
I apologize for crashing your meeting, but I suppose I was invited yesterday. Thank you. I just wanted to use this time to ask Naralo in terms of, you know, how the at-large community is working on identifying means and strategies of increasing participation. I'm very, very pleased to see the level of aggression in terms of how you're reaching out to the various communities in Naralo, which is really, really excellent, and I think you're setting the pace. And I hope that the other Ralos can actually follow. And I really hope that they would have been here to hear some of the discussions that were going on, and I really hope, Garth, that you can come alongside them and sort of share some of the excellent things you're doing. What I wanted to do was to ask you guys, what are some of the things close to Naralo in terms of what you want to see going forward in terms of capacity building from the at-large point of view, particularly in terms of bring them in and immersing them into the policy processes? Is it knowledge management? Is it the way information is consolidated? I'll just very quickly say that one of our most recent entrants, even within the working group, was very, very active. He said that when he first came into the wiki, it was like going into a massive forest. And he's someone who's very technically competent, completely conversant with the internet policies and that sort of thing. And that's his reaction. And so imagine the ordinary average end user. So I'll stop there.
No, you're absolutely right. Just as my part of my personal background, I used to work for a local representative in the legislature a long time ago when I was in college. And on my first day starting to work for him, he explained to me that he saw his job as helping his constituents, the citizens, navigate the bureaucracy. Okay, and what I see my role as being is helping the internet user navigate this bureaucracy. And I want to know what their issues are, the internet users, and then we can figure out a way to make it work better for them, to help them through this maze that is either intentionally or unintentionally placed. And that's where we're going to start. We're going to start by hearing what people have to say and hearing what people want to see. Hope that answers the question. All right. Thank you. Then this meeting is closed. Have a good day.